Welcome to Hot Wax Album Reviews. I'm John the Rock Doctor. These are excerpts from reviews I've just published online at gonzookanagan.com. The purpose of this podcast is to let you hear some of the music I'm talking about, a cut from each album. This way you can decide if it's worth adding to your collection or playlist. Well, let's get started. My first album reviews of the day, Heaven and Hell Deluxe Reissue and the Mob Rules Deluxe Reissue by Black Sabbath. Heaven and Hell gets 4 stars and Mob Rules gets 5. March 5th, the deluxe reissues of the first two albums of Ronnie James Dio's tenure with Black Sabbath arrived, each disc a mighty achievement in its own right. The 2021 remastering of the original Heaven and Hell is cleaner, but nothing substantially new is revealed. It just sounds better. Where this deluxe version fails to excite is on the extras. The majority of them were already made available with Universal's 2010 reissue of the record, live B-sides, and 4 tracks from a 1980 live performance in Hartford. Mob Rules Deluxe wins the day on the extras. There's a full concert recorded in Portland on the Mob Tour, and we also get the version of the Mob Rules from the soundtrack to the movie Heavy Metal, and a substantially improved 2019 remix of the same track. Gonna play a track from each album here coming up, the Mob Rules 2019 remix, but let's start with Neon Nights from Heaven and Hell on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
We'll be right back.
from the Mob Rules Deluxe reissue. That was the 2019 remix of the title track. Before that, off the Heaven and Hell Deluxe reissue by Black Sabbath, Neon Nights. Moving on. Third Impression by 3.2. This is on the Frontiers label, and it gets 4 stars out of 5. This album is a continuation of the Project 3, initiated by Robert Berry, drummer Carl Palmer, and the late Keith Emerson. Fans of ELP's grandiose progressive style will enjoy this muscular blend of pomp, circumstance, and rock and roll, mixing epic songs with more melodic and AOR moments. 3.2 take the classical grandiosity of bands like Yes and ELP and distill it into a more palatable form, and in this, it largely succeeds, with songs ranging from less than 3 minutes to nearly 9. Key cut on this release, The Devil of Liverpool. Here's 3.2 on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
The source in silence, built around hope. It holds your hand as destiny unfolds. Around the simple life, walking by the ground, regrets yield no empathy as a hammer comes down. Oh, the devil of a Liverpool makes every dream come true, slamming them right to the ground. With a smile and a handshake, a grin and a fake take, brings decay within this town. Simple admiration, the wheel's spinning round, to deepen penetration of the fear that's all around. A simple day's acceptance, sign the contract with no date, brings aside reflection, a room and no escape. Oh, the devil of a Liverpool makes every dream come true, turning them right to the ground. A grin and a fake take reach decay within this town.
That was 3.2 off their album Third Impression with The Devil of Liverpool. My next review for today, the debut EP by Josh Pichet. It's an independent release and it gets 3 stars out of 5. A sweet, unassuming EP here from Toronto-based singer-songwriter Josh Pichet. It's a mellow, relaxing affair. Think Blue Rodeo meets America to ease your worried mind. On first listen, this feels a bit country, but then Josh Pichet is no more country than the Eagles or Blue Rodeo. If you like those guys, you'll enjoy this. Key cut, Starry Eyes. Here's Josh Pichet on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
I can't feed your confection, starry eyes. Can't find the words to say, 'cause we got the same affliction. Can't say it's wise, so I won't say. Tell a lie to me, starry eyes. Now I'ma leave the words behind and tear my head for a little while, just a little while. The damn song about being lonely, like the world don't have. Let the boys just walk on hungry like you do, like you do. Like the wind, you treat me badly. Starry eyes, come and gone and I'm to blame. But one fine day you're gonna wreck me. Ain't that a shame? Not a damn song about being lonely, like the world don't have the blues. Let the boys just walk on hungry like you do. You know I'm fine on my own, fine.
From a self-titled debut EP, that was Josh Pichet with Starry Eyes. My next album review, it's another EP, rediscovered by Dulcie Taylor. This is on Mesa Blue Moon Recordings, and it gets 3 stars out of 5. This is the follow-up to Taylor's reimagined EP of last year. Rediscovered is a remixing and remastering and sometimes re-recording of 6 tracks from across her 20-year career, not unlike Whitesnake's recent trilogy of compilations. Very different music here, of course, gentle and comfy Americana like a massage for the soul. A writer of poetry and prose as well as songs, Dulcie really knows how to get to the heart of the matter. Key cut, Better Part of Me. This is Dulcie Taylor on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Give me words of understanding. you know by now that your silence can be cruel. I'm holding on and looking for the better part of me. In a world full of illusions, shadows dancing on the wall, and the feelings that we shared was a lying to myself. Just hanging on and wishing for the better part of me. Hoping for your grace and all that's
was Dulcie Taylor from her rediscovered EP and Better Part of Me. Up next, Ice Cream Man, the new one from 8-Ball Aiken. It's an independent release and it gets 4 stars out of 5. This is the latest album from Australian bluesman 8-Ball Aiken. Ice Cream Man is the first of 3 albums projected to be released in 2021, and it's a swampy, beautiful thing. If you like your blues with attitude and greasy slide, this is your album. It feels like walking down the alley behind Vancouver's infamous Yale Hotel on a dark and rainy night, and any one of these songs is liable to beat you up. Key cut, Love Me or Leave Me. Here's 8-Ball Aiken on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Oh, don't make me wait around. Love me or leave me, babe. Give me what you got or put me down. Just tell me yes or no, so I can give you all my love and I'll let you go. But please don't leave me hanging on to you. Just tell me yes or no, so I can give you all my love and I'll give it to the girl next door. Love me or leave me, babe.
From his latest release, Ice Cream Man, that was 8-Ball Aitken with Love Me or Leave Me. My final review for today, On the Wings of the Wind, the debut solo album from Alec Fraser Jr. It's an independent release, gets 4 stars out of 5. Though he's been around forever, this is the first solo record for bassist-producer Alec Fraser Jr. On the Wings of the Wind, available on digital and streaming platforms only, is a fine piece of storytelling in the singer-songwriter folk artist tradition with an East Coast feel. Warm and intimate, Wings is fine company. It's a confidential experience that you'll want to share with your closest friends. Key cut, Let Me Be Your Break in the Clouds. Here's Alec Fraser Jr. on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
I dream in colors of sisters, brothers, and I look outside at the black and white. A bright day may seem so damn distant, but still
play. ready for the wildest ride. A bright
was the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, come find me on my John the Rock Doctor Facebook page. Many thanks to everyone that sends me the cool music I come here to tell you about each week here on the podcast and in my column at gonzookanagan.com. See you next week with another Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.